Hey guys, and welcome back for the second episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, where we'll be again talking to Mr. Tayshaun Autry, the up-and-coming boxer out of New York, after his fourth win, and his manager, to get the post-fight interview and see how they were feeling, what they were feeling, and maybe a little bit more insight to who they are, where they're from, and what they're about. I appreciate you tuning in to this second episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. I hope you enjoy it. Remember to hit like and subscribe. Much love.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Hey.
All right. And again, guys, this is Mr. Tayshaun Autry. We'd like to welcome him again to the podcast, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. And congratulate him on his fourth win in Biloxi. Congratulations, brother. Tayshaun, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
I had to turn. I had it on mute. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, most definitely. So, Tell us what you were thinking and how you were feeling going through the fight.
Well, I mean, I was focused, you know, anxious and just ready to get in there and show my skill and ability.
Okay. All right. And you know, is there a certain place you'd like to fight next? You know, if so, where might that be? And is there anybody in particular you'd like to fight next, or is it anybody who's coming?
Well, right now, I'm pretty much, you know, to the point where me and my team, we're just looking at several different dates.
Okay.
It's pretty much wherever we can get in and fit in, that's where we're going to go. There's really no particular place where we're trying to fight because, you know, with this pandemic situation, you know, people are a little still scared, you know, on shows. But I am looking forward to fighting a guy named Ice Cold. There's a few names out there we're looking at. It just depends on who's ready to get in the ring with us and accept it.
Okay.
Offer.
Okay. Okay, definitely. And you said he goes by Ice Cold?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's his name, Ice Cold.
Okay. That's interesting. AKA there. interesting alias, you know, it could be a few things. He could be putting people to sleep, or he could be ice cold getting put to sleep.
You got that right.
You know, now
I'm in. Hey y'all, I'm in here now.
Okay. And you know, again, Mr. Cameron Harvey, Tayshaun's manager. We'd like to also welcome you to the second episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle.
All right. Thank you. Glad to be welcome.
You know, most definitely. And how were you feeling as you watched Tayshaun pretty much coast with ease to his fourth win?
Well, I mean, so a lot of things with boxing and fighters is they always training. Even if it's during COVID or anything, it's always some type of training, whether it be watching film, researching, like you said, in the first one, or just always consistently thinking about the sport that they love. So, I mean, training is always there. So that's why it seemed like he didn't miss a step with everything.
Okay. All right. And when it comes to Tayshaun, what do you see as being the next step for Tayshaun? Is there anybody, particular opponent you're looking at that you would like to see him fight next, or any particular maybe promotional company you'd like to be with, see him fight on their card?
All right, so, I mean, so far we fought on different promotions. One in particular we fought on before and we hope to still consistently fight on is Billy Bleed, which is Southpaw Promotions. He's been doing different shows there and there in different places, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, and other stuff. So we're seeing if we can still have a good rapport relationship with him that we can continue fight on his shows. And it's pretty much one thing I like not about being freelance and not really being signed into a particular promotion company yet is because we are able to go to different promotional companies and go to the best, have the best spot and everything and have the best outcome for us. So make sure we're in the best type of situation at all times.
Okay. Okay. Most definitely sounds good. And I think that's something that more managers should look for their fighters. You know, and I know, yeah, they try to keep them with the promotional company that they work well with, but I feel like, you know, in order to fully have the best interest in mind and at heart, that they need to, I guess, you know, maybe be willing to keep at the free agent size for a little longer, maybe to get the best deal. Unless they just come up against a deal that just can't be refused, because it's too good.
Right, right.
You know, so I definitely like that.
And I'll tell people too, like, I know a lot of people and a lot of athletes or whatever, they think that, oh, you don't need an agent, you don't need a manager. I say, yeah, it's not a need, but I know it would be a lot of stress and burdens to be lifted off the client or the athlete or the fighter, because there's a whole lot of other stuff you have to focus on as well. So when you have somebody that has the same mindset, the same goal and the end game as you, and have your best interest at heart, then it makes a lot of things a lot more smooth. They can focus more on training, or you can focus more on researching your opponent.
Definitely.
So I know people feel like, I don't need a manager, I need freelance with everything. I say, yeah, but also having a good another set of eyes wouldn't hurt. And I mean, if you're going to do freelance, I say freelance with more or less freelance with the promoter in at first, rather than a manager in.
Okay. So do you have a date when we might be able to look forward to seeing Tayshaun in the ring again?
We're trying to see if we can get his record turned around in a quick fashion. One date in particular that we seem like we have a strong hold on is Billy Bleed's card. He's having a doubleheader, I believe, on the 28th and the 29th of August. So hopefully we're still good on one of those dates. And we're trying to see if we can make anything else happen coming up sooner than that, too. So we can go ahead and advance this record of Tayshaun in a quick but also educated and calculated fashion.
Okay, most definitely. And I hear you on that. You know, that card for the 28th and 29th, I hear, is definitely going to be action-packed. You know, I'm looking forward to that card as well. You know, for the, I believe I might be on the 28th on that card. So most definitely looking forward to that. And you know, just moving forward. Now, do you have anything tentative after the 28th? Or the 29th?
We're looking at different things. I know a lot of shows have been shifted over once again because of the corona. But I know it was supposed to be talks about people doing shows the 8th of August, the 15th of August, but they all shifted to September sometime. They never said a definitive September this date. Mm-hmm. This time it's more or less September, hopefully. So it's about a lot of September hopefully, or September maybe. They're coming to me and Tayshaun after we've been doing and reaching out to different promoters and matchmakers. So there's no definitive date yet. We're still trying to hunt around and see. And same thing with the 15th. I was seeing about maybe three, maybe four shows that was listed on BoxRec. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to see the validity of them first, and also to see if we can get on one of those as well.
Okay. Okay, that definitely sounds good. To both Tayshaun and Cameron, is there anybody that you're looking forward to seeing fight upcoming on a card that we might want to look out for?
Well, just say look out for Team Wise of God and Sounds 82 Management Company. Of course, you fighting soon. You know, we're looking to see you fight.
Definitely. Thank you.
You know, but always, you know, we try to focus on the team. And, you know, as soon as we throw, soon as we start looking elsewhere, that's when we miss an opportunity. But hopefully, you know, we get to see the Errol Spence and Crawford.
Okay. Okay, definitely. I'd like to see that one myself. And how do you feel about the upcoming Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder 3 fight?
Ah, oh, man, I don't really want to see it, man.
Okay.
Only reason why I say that is because there's a lot of politics behind that what's his name? Tyson Fury, you know. I heard he was tampering with his gloves, you know.
Yeah. So,
and if they're gonna have the rematch, they need to make sure that the commission approves the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And the gloves are given. The commission gives them the gloves. Watch them put them on. Because that last fight is very, very suspicious, man. Very suspicious. Yeah, it's just too so much stuff going on the internet talking about Fury and his sparring partner talking about how what he do with his gloves when they spar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, you know, AJ was a part of this training camp fighting, you know, the second fight with him and Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
Right.
Word is that, you know, AJ knocked Fury out of sparring. So, I mean, they just really need to pay attention to those gloves, if you ask me, man. I don't think
right.
I know Fury is more technically sound, better than Deontay Wilder, but that first fight was action packed, man. Like, and it's just hard for me to believe that this guy went a full 12 rounds with him the first fight, and then the second fight he just get knocked out, he gets destroyed. I just don't see that happen. I really don't see it. You know, it has to be something wrong with the gloves, like everybody's saying. And I really think that really needs to be investigated before they have round 3.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, that's cheating, and you can seriously get hurt. We had 2 fighters die last year, man.
Right.
And that's the last thing we need.
Right. Definitely.
Okay, my opinion about it, I feel the same thing Tayshaun's feeling about, like, dang, it's something off. Because I said something before. It was a while ago. I don't know if people remember the Deontay Wilder versus Stavern, too.
Uh-huh.
Stavern's face looked like he seen a ghost on the second fight. It looked like he wasn't mentally in there or in it, or something was said or something. He just looked off. Because I don't know if people seen the first fight, he was very confident. And if people don't probably remember that he went the full 12 and didn't seem mad at all with Wilder, the first fight, I don't think.
Right.
So I'm like, what was the make change? And then the second fight with Wilder and Fury, Wilder looked off too. Like, it just seemed like something was off, something wasn't right when he was going to the ring. And so I was feeling like, yeah, probably was something. I don't know what was going on, what was said. And then I feel like on the business side, because I am a manager, I feel like what they should have did, and this is me thinking about, okay, what would have been best for everybody if you're talking about the business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
They should have had, before the third fight, they should have had Anthony Joshua thrown in the mix. Meaning, if they would have had Anthony Joshua and Wilder to fight each other, because then it would have been more genuine. Because, you know, it's like, all right, it's 2 champs, but now one person's not the champ anymore. And it's more or less of looking like, okay, this is going to be a real fight to see who's really hungry. Yeah, and right. Got the belt, but he doesn't have the WBC.
Right.
So that would have been definitely a good fight because no more like both of them trying to be prima. Well, I don't know. I don't think they're both trying to be, but you know, some people probably think both of them trying to be prima donnas because they both have some have the belt. But now it's like, okay, they both in the ring. They should have both fought then. And then they could have brought the winner of that to face Fury. Or they could have did that before the Fury and Wilder 3. Because with doing that, they could have made that an instance about, like, the I believe it was the 80s within the middleweight division when you had those four kings. Everybody was fighting everybody in that whole entire thing. And every fight was good. Some of them fought maybe twice, maybe three times against each other. Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, Duran, and what you call it, Hearns. So it could have been that similar situation. And with those four fighting each other, fighting the best, all of them at the end of the day had a better, I think, a better thing, a better, let's say, payout, in a sense, for fighting each other that way. Instead of just this one person consistently fighting this one person and not fighting anybody else in the division.
Definitely. Definitely. And question, how do you guys feel about right now if you were, say, to fight on a card? Because I noticed this last fight, I noticed in the video that there was some fans able to be there. But how would you feel fighting with no fans in the arena at all?
I mean, fighting with no fans for me, I got in boxing not for the fame, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not really for the, you know, for the glory. I got in the sport because of my, you know, because I missed an opportunity to play in the NFL. So, I mean, the way I look at it, it really doesn't matter. As long as I'm getting the opportunity to fight and it's pushing me towards the title, and eventually six digits in the account, in the bank account.
Right, right. Okay. Definitely, most definitely. Now, for this, for the fight that's on Billy Billy Southpaw Promotions, on August 29th. I know Tayshaun right before you came on camera, Tayshaun said that he would like to fight someone that has the alias of Ice Cold. Can you fill us in a little bit more on that fighter and when you think we might be able to see that fight?
So with him, we might be able to. That wouldn't be on Billy Blee's card, I believe. It'd probably be on another show.
Okay.
So we'll have to see and see where we can place him so we can be able to have that fight. But we'll definitely have to see what we can do with them. And we're also looking at other fighters as well, too, not just him. So, yeah,
right.
We're just looking at different things. He, I believe, is from Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. So
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be doing some more research on him and seeing where we can put him at first.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So, would y'all say that this for this guy Ice Cold, would y'all say this is a don't run, step up to the plate?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, Ice Cold, you heard it right here on Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. Don't run, step up to the plate. You got your professional boxing license for a reason. Put it to good use. You got somebody letting you know they want you. Don't run. Step up.
Got that right.
And no. So Tayshaun, for you and your trainer, has fight camp started back? If not, you know, when does camp start for you?
Well, I can't hit a relax for like a week. You know, everybody was saying jump back in the gym, and then my trainer was like, relax. So I kind of listened to what my trainer said instead of listening to everybody else.
Right.
A week is not going to, you know, get me out of shape.
Right.
I'll probably pick back up the fat man again, but that's all right.
You know.
But fight camp starts back Monday, sharp. I'm actually looking to get some things together for other fighters. When it comes to fight camp, I'm actually trying to run an actual fight camp. Right now, I'm looking, seeing what gyms that are let, that are allowed me to rent the gym, and you know, so I can be able to get some, you know, stable of fighters. They, you know, I give them a price. They come through. They have a place to stay, and we go to the gym and we train. But everybody will have to be tested. So right now, me and my team, we putting together, trying to figure out how we can get consistent sparring.
Okay.
And how we can get a stable of fighters that we can put together that's willing to say, all right, we're real fighters, and let's get in the gym and let's spar. Because, you know, we're dealing with this COVID thing. A lot of fighters here in the tri-state, the New York area, they're really not, you know, worried about boxing anymore, from my understanding. They're more working a job, a 9-to-5. So I'm really not seeing any male fighters that are actually out there headhunting for fights during the pandemic.
Right.
So as far as sparring in the New York area is dead for me. I got a couple of clients that are, like, you know, amateur fighters. Got an amateur fighter I work with consistently. My girl, she's also a world champion and international champion, New York State champion. So I get a little work with her with sparring, but it's nothing like sparring a guy, you know. But her punches are always sharp, fast. She throw 1,000 punches at you within 1 minute, so that's kind of good for me. But particular, what we're really trying to do, me and my team is trying to do, me and Cam, trying to put together a fight camp. We know a couple of gyms in NC that we can, you know, talk to, see what we can do. Because if you're running your gym as a fight camp, there's a loophole where you can use, and you really ain't got to worry about the laws and the regulations because you're running as a fight camp, not as an actual gym.
Right.
And also, we're trying to just figure that out, because I know here in New York, you get tested. It's like a 24-hour turnaround with the COVID test. And then you go down south, it's like a week. So that's another thing where, you know, I have to look at.
Right.
But we're definitely trying to get a fight camp jumped off. Like a stable of fighters, you know.
Yeah. And I definitely understand that, you know, because it, although I've, you know, I stay training myself, That's been one of the things that that has plagued me right now is, you know, it's not that there's no sparring, but it's few and far between, you know. And that's basically to keep safe from getting COVID, you know. And it's like, you know, because this is the way that I feel, and tell me if you feel differently, but it's like without having the person, you know, staying at the gym, staying at the camp with me, then I really don't know who else they're around, what other risks they're taking. And to me, that's just not worth it.
Yeah, you know? That's true. And that's why what we're trying to do, we're trying to see if we can build a camp where the person actually stays.
You know,
and we train together, we spar together, but they also have to get tested before they would actually enter the camp, you know.
Yes.
But it's really hard to find those kind of fighters in this pandemic, especially in the New York area, man. When I tell you, like, right now, there's really no boxing happening in New York right now. The last fighter we had coming out of Gleason's, his name is Mikael. He fought on ESPN the beginning of this month. He lost. He did a good job, but he was training outside in the park, man. And so it's really, 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 really being, it's really, really hard for us fighters all over the U.S. actually. It's just navigating through a system that's meant to navigate through. That's the way I see it. You know, the system's really not built for us to fight in the system. So it's like we got to fight through the system just to actually get in the ring and fight. So,
right. Yes. Okay, most definitely. And Tayshaun, I didn't get to ask you in the pre-fight interview, is there any advice, if you had to give one point of advice to anybody that wanted to become a professional boxer, a professional fighter, what would it be?
Well, I would say do the amateurs. Get at least a good 40 to 80 fights under your belt. If possible, go to the Olympics. Get that pedigree down. And if you don't do that, which I encourage your fighter to do the amateurs before you turn pro, but if you don't, at least train 5 years before you turn pro. You know, because the game of boxing is another type of thing. You know, you gotta be able to take punches. You gotta know how to slip, move. You gotta be physically in shape, mentally in shape. You gotta have the heart. You know, so it's just a whole bunch of things around that. So it's all about proper training and going through the amateur ranks. And if you can't do that, make sure you train at least for 5 years before turning pro.
Okay, most definitely. Well, that's most definitely appreciated. And we'll be keeping up to date as the time gets closer to August the 29th. And keeping up to date whether any other fights come along for Mr. Tayshaun Archery. We'll most definitely be speaking with you gentlemen again here very soon to keep the fans advised of what is going on with both of your careers, where you're going next, where you're heading next. And again, we appreciate you coming on to the second episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. And you know, we definitely also appreciate the fans tuning in to hear your interview. And one question that I'd like to leave off with, Tayshaun, is your name Tayshaun Wise the God Archery?
Yes,
you know, had you picked that name, and you know, how has that name been received by your fan base?
Well, I know the reason why I chose the name is because it's actually a spiritual system of mine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ask me, you know, why did you call yourself Wise to God? Like, you know, are you trying to be God? Are you trying to, you know, and I always say, well, you know, it's a little hard to explain to those because it'll go over their heads. But I follow more of a traditional ancient culture. Mm-hmm. And it's more of on the Egyptian side, which I call it Kemet. The Egyptian name of Egypt is more of a Greek term, as a Greek translation of what they could not say, which is Kemet or Kemetic. It's actually an ancient religious belief. Mm-hmm. It's more of an ancient religious belief. It's where all religions stem from. And it also says in the Bible, quote me if I'm wrong, Cam, how did that go?
It said, I said, you are God and all your children are the Most High. That's on verse 8, that's on book 82, verse 6, and that's my business name as well, so.
Yeah, and that's how me and him met each other. You know, the name of his management company is called Songs 82. You know, yeah, God's, we are all made in God's image, you know, pretty much. And I always walk in somewhat of a path of enlightenment. We are all made in God's image at the end of the day. Whether we choose to tap into that energy on a positive level, then that's something we're entitled to do. It's not devil worshiping. I've had a couple of people that were fans that actually, you know, said, you know, oh, you call yourself God, you know, that's blasphemy, you know. And I have to break them down, you know, if a person feel like I'm trying to be God, or say that I'm what I'm doing is blasphemy. At the end of the day, you know, you're not supposed to judge an individual, you know?
Right.
I do consider myself a God, but I don't consider myself the Most High. You know, it's different levels to this. It's just a spiritual system, and it'll take me many and many, many hours to explain and break this down. But if you know anything about Egyptian culture, you would understand, and I'm pretty sure you do. Everybody knows about Egypt. But the proper word that I call it is Kemet. And we also have Kemetic priests as well. So this is just a spiritual system for me. Some people would call it a religious belief, but it's more of a spiritual system.
Okay.
Yep, pretty much. That's about it.
Okay, most definitely. Well, I gotta say, gentlemen, we definitely appreciate that. And you know, I was like, hey, you know, just in case anybody has a misconception of this, you know, I wanted to give you an opportunity to clear that up for them so they can get a better understanding. Because, you know, there's too many of us walking around here ignorant and uneducated as to why people do things or say things. So, you know, I wanted to give the fans an opportunity to hear from your own words of, you know, how you came up with your name, where it comes from, and you know, a little bit of your beliefs. Give them an opportunity to know you a little bit. But we most definitely thank both of you gentlemen for coming on this second edition of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. We'll be talking to you again very soon.
One second before you go, I don't mean to cut you off.
Yes, go right ahead.
It was just bothering me. You have the Christian community and the different, you know, Muslims, people part of Islam. They always argue amongst each other, you know. You know, Christian don't like a Muslim, and a Muslim don't like a Christian, you know. And same thing with a Jew. A Jew might not, you know, agree with a Christian or a Muslim, you know. But at the end of the day, they all stem from one thing. They're all serving one God. And if we all had a chance to one another instead of constantly fighting with each other, like what's happening in the Middle East with the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians, it's just, if we all just got along, we can all move forward as a more of a spiritual energy, you know. And that's what Kemet teaches you. That's what Egypt teaches you. And all religions stem from Egypt. All religions stem from Kemet. I just had to get a little bit more deeper into the situation.
Definitely.
Because it kind of bothered me before we was going to end it. But Christians and Muslims and Jews, they all stem from one thing. All their religious beliefs comes from Kemet. It's all a system that's been diluted throughout thousands of years through different people that wrote different types of books. Like even the King James version of the Bible was written by English King. So the King James version of the Bible is not the original Bible. The original Bible is sitting right there in Ethiopia, where Christianity derived from. So it's all just all connected to Kemet, all connected to Egypt. That's why I say I can go on and on, but I just wanted to give it more of a more in a depth and just get more into the situation and let people know what it really is.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know. And I most definitely appreciate that and getting that deeper understanding of like I say, where you got the name Wise to God from. You know, that way, you know. And it gives you an opportunity to say, hey, when they ask you about it, hey, check out the second episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. The explanation starts there, and then we can pick up the conversation and explanation and go a little further.
That's right.
You know, So we most definitely appreciate y'all being on Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, the second episode. And we'll be talking to you very soon. Most definitely want to do the pre-fight interview with you before your next fight. And if you don't have another fight before August the 29th, we most definitely look forward to that pre-fight interview, another victory, hopefully another knockout, and then the post-fight interview. And so to both of you gentlemen, thank you very much. To the fans, thank you for tuning in to the second episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. We'll be right back with you. Blessings and peace and love to everyone.
Peace and love.
Peace.